I remember moments where loud, angry shouts were directed, I think, at the mayor.
When you have your eye on one, you're nervous the whole time that someone's gonna take it.
I agree with Gigi.
You walk into that arena and you get that rush of adrenaline, and like anything can happen.
Welcome. Welcome to another edition of the Differentiated Business Podcast with Theodore James Heron I and Michael James Hart IV. We're probably not allowed to use background audio from a movie clip on the internet, but this is a podcast about Lucky Number, the Thunderdome of arts fundraisers.
Welcome to another edition of Thunderdome!
And Thunderdome's pretty simple. You get the audio, and you use it any way you can. And you don't worry about breaking the rules, because there aren't any. This week's computer radio program features probing interviews with Number Caller.
I call the numbers.
So you're the number caller, aren't you?
Yep. I'm calling the numbers.
Gallery Director.
It's all in the spirit of fun.
And our featured Thunderdome challengers, direct from out of the wasteland. They're bad. They're beautiful. They're crazy. Greg Kiso Knutson and his kids, Cece and Graham.
Lucky Number is the Thunderdome of art fundraisers hosted by Ipso Gallery at Fresh Produce. I'm joined here today with Michael J. Hart IV, the number caller.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk about your role, your responsibility at Lucky Number when the lights go on?
Well, we have it's actually one of those little baskets that you use for kind of like calling bingo numbers, where you can kind of rotate it around, mix up the numbers. And then randomly, one will emerge, kind of rolls down. And then my job is to take that number and very clearly into the microphone announce that number.
It's kind of a brutal energy in the space. All for one, winner takes all. You know, my number was called. I don't care that you're waiting for that art piece. I'm taking it.
It's three rounds. There's sponsors who are selecting artwork off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And your role and responsibility is what?
I call the numbers.
So you're the number caller, aren't you?
Yep. I'm calling the numbers. And we have, essentially, there's 20 sponsors. So we're calling 1 through 20, you know, and we're doing that three different times.
60 pieces of art go up on the wall, and all of them leave.
We were just looking to jazz things up a bit and create an atmosphere that's almost like a game. And I think we found the formula. We decided to put together something where the artist, the sponsor, and the organization for which we're raising money for all equally win in the situation.
Well, first, you know, as it relates to who is going to receive the benefit of the funds.
We're raising money for a public art piece that is going to go in the Jacobson Plaza Falls Park area as that whole area is being developed. It'll be a site-specific design that's a collaboration between Ipso Gallery and the hired artists that we bring on board for the development of this public art piece.
So we choose a beneficiary. Okay, now we're going to go raise the money. We go out, we get 20, and we max it out at 20. There's 20 sponsors at $1,500 a piece.
I love when people bring their children and get their children to participate. Greg Kiso Knutson's a great example about that.
Oftentimes we've come with one adult and four kids. So we have three tokens with Lucky Number, so that means we've got three tokens spread across five particular points of view. So it gets to be a challenge. There's some negotiation involved. Ultimately, the truth is, everyone has a say, but I have veto power. And there has to be agreement, at least amongst many of us, on some degree of what we're doing. There has to be some sort of consensus, but I can veto it. Like, that's the key to the whole thing, is Dad has veto power. And it cannot be overridden.
Each time a number is called, people get to talk to the ladder boy and pick stuff off the wall. So artists get paid, sponsors get art. And then there's money to give to some worthy cause.
It sounds like everybody wins at this fundraiser.
Everybody wins.
What about you versus the Ladder Boy? Who wins between those two characters?
Can't have a Art Thunderdome without both of those players.
You need both, don't you?
You need both.
Got to have a Ladder Boy and a Number Caller.
Yep, otherwise it doesn't work. Instead of Thunderdome, what if we called it a Funderdome? It's a fundraiser.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. It's an Art Thunderdome. Yeah, just give it some thought.
Remember where you are. This is the Thunderdome of Arts Fundraisers.
Welcome to another edition of Thunderdome!
Quality of what you can select from is really high. So that builds the anticipation.
One year, I think Vivian wanted a duplicate of the laser cat that we already had. So he had veto power for that.
So the laser cats, let's just the elephant in the room. This is the laser cat in the room here. Laser cats are always a hot commodity in our house. Like, that's always, if we see anything by that particular artist, that's number one on the list, always. But we also have to temper that with the fact that we have one genuine laser cat, and we have a laser marmoset.
Laser kitties.
Cats with laser eyes.
I think there was a laser squirrel one time. Those were by Christy Weaver. And that's a great example of, you know, a work of art to talk about, because those were kind of out in left field, beautifully drawn kittens, but shooting out of their eyes were bright neon pink lasers that hit a spot on the paper surface and melted it, basically lasered it. So there's like a burned hole in the surface of the paper with like a ring of pink around it. People loved those. They just went nuts for those.
So we'll entertain it this year. If, I don't know if the artist is contributing anything. We'll entertain it.
Do you ever have moments during Lucky Number where you just want to step in and you want to help them make a decision because you can see that they're struggling? Maybe there's a few people, they're trying to make a decision together.
I'm going to say no, because I am laser focused on the task at hand, which is rotating the basket, calling out the numbers.
Usually my strategy is just to have a backup plan for each one.
Yeah.
But it's always devastating when it goes.
Yeah.
And you want it so bad.
Has there been a piece that went before you had a pick and you were a little, that you remember that you were a little disappointed?
Yeah. There was this one scene of really, really realistic barn that I really wanted.
Someone took it, someone snagged it from
you. So there's tension, there's excitement, and there's giddiness and laughing and clapping and hollering when it all goes right. And then there's the sad person who yells out, "No!"
Here's what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. Are you ready?
Now, I want to put, you're asking me a question, but I really want to, be the one asking the probing questions.
That wasn't a probing question, though, but do you, it was just a yes or no.
What are you thinking right now?
Well, the artwork goes up a little bit early, so it's up for a couple of days. I would encourage people, and this is what I would do, is I would go to the gallery maybe the day before the show, and I'd look around, or at least come early that night, come a little early. Take some time, you know, peruse it, see what moves you, because something's going to stir your soul. And then, when your number is called by the number caller, if that piece is there that stirred your soul, you talk to the Ladder Boy and you have him fetch it for you off the wall.
And I know that you mentioned Ladder Boy. I want to really put the focus on you, though. I really want to put the spotlight on you in this interview. This is about you. This isn't about the Ladder Boy. This isn't about the boy who goes up on the ladder and takes the art off the wall.
Carefully.
This isn't about the boy who dresses in kind of a uniform with rainbow suspenders and a cap.
And a pin that says Ladder Boy.
Yeah, it isn't about him. This is about the number caller. At Lucky Number, what brings you more pleasure, to see somebody get a piece that they want, or to see somebody kind of discouraged because they didn't get a piece?
I'm most pleased about the people who are really down in the dumps.
That's not true.
No.
Sometimes there are just paintings nobody else wants, but you have your eye on it, and the whole time your heart is like pounding because you want it so bad.
It's the you're drawn to the adrenaline. Yes. This is like a high-intensity action sport. I love it.
I'm most pleased when the work of art is placed in the hands of a person who really wanted it. You always want, as an artist, your work of art to go to someone like that. You want them to feel excited and pleased and to have a plan already in their head about where they're going to put that piece. So that is the good feeling that comes from this show.
Lucky number. Ipso Gallery at Fresh Produce, April 11th. Thunderdome. Thanks to our challengers, Greg, Cece, and Graham. Thanks to Number Caller and Gallery Director. And thanks to you for listening.